我今天想要跟大家分享的题目是从启示录来看神的心意。
Today I would like to share a message is that to find out God's intent through revelation.
首先，我不知道你有没有看过这个作品。
First of all, I wonder, have you ever seen this piece of artwork?
它是艺术家 Gerada 在北爱尔兰的 Belfast 所做的。
This piece of work was done by an artist named Gerada in North Ireland.
名称为许愿。
The name of this piece of artwork is called Wish.
你乍看之下，它是一幅微笑的小女孩的画像。
When you take the first glimpse, and you realize this is just a portrait of a girl who smiles.
并没有什么特殊。
It doesn't seem anything extraordinary.
但是你如果再仔细的看一下的时候，你便会发觉它是画在一个码头的小岛上面。
However, if you truly pay attention of this work, then you will realize this is actually a land art portrait on a wharf of a small island.
换句话说，它是制作在地上。
Actually, this is a land art.
在这个制作过程当中，除了 Gerada 以外，所有参与工作人员。他们根本不知道这个最后的完成品会变成怎么样。
Through the making of this artwork, besides the true master of Gerada, no one else know what they were doing in when they were making the artwork.
其实，即使是在完成之后，你如果在地平线上看的时候，你也只会看到一些沙丘、木桩、石头而已。
Even after the accomplishment of the artwork, no one can really tell what is this all about when they were standing on the land.
只有像我们现在这样子从空中的鸟看下来，才可以看得出来这是一幅小女孩的画像。
Only for those who were able to view this from a bird's eye view from airplane, then you can truly understand what is this work all about.
这跟宋朝苏东坡有一句词很有意思。
This is remind us a piece of work done by the Chinese poet.
他说：“不是庐山真面目，只缘身在此山中。”
Basically, he's saying, "Can't see the forest for the trees."
因此，持有一个很正确的角度来看一切的事情是很重要的。
And therefore, in order to see something correctly, we need to hold a proper perspective.
还有，即使是很平凡无奇的东西，在大师的手里面也可以化腐朽为神奇。
And also, if anything ordinary, it can turn into a monumental magic piece in the hand of a master.
如果我们回想一下的时候，我们有没有发觉我们自己常常会犯同样的毛病。
If we re-examine ourselves, haven't we made the same mistakes many times?
尤其是对神的心意。
Especially when we try to figure out the heart of God.
我们到底是用什么样的角度来看神的心意呢？
What perspectives do we use and view the will of God?
我们是否清楚明白呢？
Do we truly understand?
当然，你可能会问说，那我们怎么样能够明白神的心意呢？
Undoubtedly, you may ask, how then we can understand the will of God?
我想首先我们必须要认清神是一位自我启示的神。
First of all, we must understand God is a God of self-evident.
除非他自己愿意启示给我们，我们是无法认识他的。
Unless he's willing to show himself to us, we are in no way understand him.
神的自我启示除了显现在他所创造的诸世界以外，还记载在他自己的话语当中。
God's identity and self-evident not only been shown through his creation, it has also been recorded through his own word, which is the Bible.
所以今天我想透过使徒约翰所看到的意象来跟大家分享。
And therefore, I would like to use God's own word, which is the vision recorded by Apostle John to share with you.
Yeah, 盼望我们可以从这个属天的角度，我们来了解神的心意。
It is my hope that we may learn from God's learn the God's will from the heavenly point of view.
以至于我们能够看到它的旷世巨作的蓝图。
So that we may see the monumental blueprint of His on this earth.
更盼望的是，虽然我们是平凡无奇，却能为神所用。
And even more so, we hope that even we understand we are ordinary, and yet we can be used by God.
与他同工。
So we can we might co-work with Him.
我所要分享的经文是在启示录的二十一章一到八节。
The passage I would like to share with you is in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 1 to 8.
我想用这种方法，就是如果你是讲中文的，你可以跟我一起念；如果你是讲英文的，我请你跟 George 弟兄一起念，好不好
？So this is what I want. I wish everyone who speaks Chinese can follow me who is going to speak Chinese, or follow George if you are the English speaking people.
好，启示录二十一章一到八节。
So let's turn to chapter 21, verse 1 to 8.
我又看见一个新天新地。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看了、啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。”他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，要做他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都已经过去了。坐宝座的说：“看了、啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这话是可信的，是真实的。”他又对我说：“都成了。”我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。得胜的必承受这些伟业。我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就是在烧着硫磺的火湖里。这是第二次的死。
Let's all read together Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 8. Let's read together. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with man, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who...was seated on the throne, said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes,will inherit all of this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, infidel, and murderer, and sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, and idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
回想在大学时代，我的室友在读那个长篇小说或者是篇幅很长的书籍的时候，他有个习惯。
I remember when I was in college year, I do remember my roommate who likes to read long novel. He used to do something like this.
他总是喜欢先读前面的几章，然后就很快的跳到最后的几章去看他的 结局如何。
It is a habit of his. He would like to read the first few chapters of the big novel, then jump to the end and try to read the conclusion of the novel.
所以我就笑他说，你这样做是在偷鸡嘛，因为哪有人家这样跳着读的。
So I kind of ridicule him, say, you are cheating. There's no people, who read book like this.
他就辩白的说，我这样做我就可以很快的知道整本书在讲什么。
And he kind of defend himself by saying, if I read this way, then I can soon understand the coherent message of the entire book.
而且我也可以决定说我到底要不要读这一本书。
Then I can make a decision whether I do really want to spend my time to read the entire book.
我听完的话也觉得有点几分道理。
And after I listened to his argument, I thought about this might make some sense.
几年前我在长岛的退休会里面，
A few years ago, I attend a retreat in Long Island.
这个晚囊的主题讲员兰培德他就提起这么样一个说法。
I still do remember the main speaker of the evening of the retreat, Lance Lambert. He said something like this.
他说如果你要很快的知道圣经的信息的话，你就可以就读一读这个圣经的第一本书，创世纪的头三章。
He said, if you truly want to try to grasp some idea of the entire Bible, what you can do is try to read the first three chapters of the very first book, which is the book of Genesis.
然后就跳到最后一本书《启示录》的最后三章。
Then you can jump to the very last book of the Bible, Revelation, and read the last three chapters of the book of Revelation.
因为虽然圣经有66本书，
Though the Bible consists 66 books,
经过了将近1600年和许多的作者而写成。
It'd be written through many authors in the time span of 1,600 years.
它的前后是有它的连贯性。
And yet there's a coherent message from beginning to the end.
比如说在创世纪的头三章，你可以讲到这个神的创造，在那里有天有地。在启示录的末三章，你会看到那里有新天新地。
For example, in the first three chapters of the Bible, you will find out there is a creation of God. There's heaven, there's the earth. And also on the very last three chapters of the book of Revelation, you will see the new heaven and new earth.
在创世纪的头三章，你看到那个伊甸园失去了。在启示录的末三章，你看到这个伊甸园又得回来。
In the beginning of the three chapters of the book of Genesis, you will see the loss of the paradise, the Garden of Eden. And yet, on the last three chapters of the book Revelation, you will see the recovery of the Garden of Eden.
在创世纪的头三章，你看到了这个撒旦进入了世界。在启示录最后三章，你看到这个撒旦被丢进火湖里面。
The first three chapters of the book of Genesis, you see how Satan entered the world, and yet on the last three chapters of the book Revelation, you found Satan has been thrown into the lake of fire.
在创世纪的头三章，你看到这个地受到咒诅，但是到启示录的后三章，你就看到这个一切不再有咒诅了。
There's earth has been cursed on the first three chapters of the book of Genesis. And yet on the last three chapters of the book of Revelation, you will find out there's no more curse as the promise.
在创世纪的头三章，你看到了亚当跟夏娃，在启示录最后的三章，你看到了有许多数不尽的人。
In the beginning of the first three chapters of the book of Genesis, you see the people, Adam, and Eve, and yet on the last three chapters of the book of Revelation, you see countless people.
在创世纪的头三章，你看到了这个有一个花园是神所设计的，他把亚当跟夏娃放在这个花园当中。在启示录的最后三章，你看到一个城，是一个花园的城，原来伊甸园变成了一个新的耶路撒冷城。
In the first three chapters of the book of Genesis, you do see a garden which is designed by God, being set up by God, and God has placed Adam and Eve in the garden. And yet, on the last three chapters of the book Revelation, you see a brand new garden, that is the garden of the New Jerusalem, It's like Eden has turned into a new Jerusalem waiting for the Lord.
最后一点，在创世纪的前三章你看到了生命树，在启示录后三章你也看到了生命树。
And also in the first three chapters of the book of Genesis, you see the tree of life. And on the last three chapters of the book of Revelation, you also see the tree of life.
所以这样跳着读的话，也可以确实可以看到圣经对神的心意有那一贯性的表达。
So if you intend to skip as a way to read the Bible, indeed, you do see there's a coherent message in the scripture.
而不是没头没尾的读完就不知所云。
This is not some book out of context and disconnected to one another.
但是这种跳着读也有它的危险。
And however, if you try to read the Bible by skipping, it also creates a danger.
如果你只选读创世纪的前两章跟启示录的后两章，你就不会，你就会不知道亚当夏娃会违背神。
If you decide just read the first two chapters of the Bible and also the last two chapters of the Bible, then you have no idea how Adam and Eve rebelled against God.
你也不会觉得有需要基督的救赎。
Then you don't feel there's a need for redemption from Christ.
这样你就曲解了神的心意。
Then you will twist the will of God.
这是为什么我们要从头到尾仔细的研读圣经。
And this is the reason we need to read the Bible from the beginning to the end.
其实从创世纪到启示录，我们的神对我们确实有一个心意。
And actually, there is a will from God that God intended to us to know from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation.
约翰所记载的启示录更是可以让我们看到这个神的心意的最终完成品。
And the book of Revelation recorded by John has an intention for us to truly see God's will.
这也就是他的旷世巨作。
And it is God's unparalleled masterpiece.
约翰在老年的时候被放逐在拔摩岛。
Though John was exiled to the island of Patmos in his old age.
但是他蒙神的恩典，受圣灵的感动，也看到了这个将来的意象。
Yet through God's grace, John was moved and inspired by the Holy Spirit and enabled to see the vision for the future to come.
如果我们透过这个天上的角度的时候，我们就可以明白神对我们的心意是何等的美好。
Through this heavenly view, we are able to understand God's will to us.
所以就让我用以下的三点来跟你们分享什么是神的美好心意。
So I would like to use the following three points to share with you the will of God through John's heavenly view.
第一点是神的心意是要我们享受他的创造。
First, it's God's intent for us to enjoy His creation.
在经文的第一节，使徒约翰告诉我们说，他在异象里面看到了一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
From the first verse of chapter 21, John told us, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. There was no longer any sea."
先前的天地指的就是我们现在所处的一个世界。
The first heaven and first earth, is referring to the world we are living in right now.
这表示说现在这个世界不会永远存在。
It also implies the world we are living right now will not last forever.
还会有结束的一天。
There will be one day, it will be the end of its age.
使徒彼得告诉我们，这一天就是主的日子。
And Apostle John told us, this will be the Lord's day.
但是他说，所以他说，主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必有大响声，废去，有形质的都要如烈火，被烈火消化，地和其上的物质都要烧尽。
This is why Peter said, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The element will be destroyed by fire.And the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare.
你可能会说我们现在所处的世界不是挺好了吗？
You may argue the world we are living in, isn't it wonderful right now?
为什么要将它销毁呢？
Is there any reason to destroy something wonderful?
何况神在六日创造天地万物的过程中自己也说他看着是好的。
Besides, didn't God say it is good after he created the whole earth after 6 days?
既然是好的创造为什么要销毁呢？
If this is something good, is there any reason to destroy it?
这就要从神的心意来看。
Then we need to understand through God's heart.
在创世纪的第三章我们看到亚当跟夏娃因受蛇的引诱而违背了神的心意。
From the book of Genesis chapter 3, we realize Adam and Eve rebelled and being against God by the temptation from the serpent.
他们选择了那个分别善恶的智慧，而没有选择那永远生命的生命树的果子。
They chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they did not choose the tree of life.
罪也就因此进入了这个本来是美好的世界。
Because their rebellious action, sin entered the world that's supposed to be perfect.
撒旦也成了这个世界的王。
And Satan became the ruler of this world.
生老病死变成了人生必经之路。
Birth, getting old, illness, and death become the path that all human race need to go through.
这就是为什么保罗说，罪从一个人进入了世界，死又是从罪而来。于是死临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Which is the reason Paul said, therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, the death through sin, and in this way, death came to all people because all sinned.
其实，如果我们注意一下我们周遭的环境
，Actually, if we truly pay attention to our surrounding,
我们就不难看到这个罪所带来的后果。
It is not hard for us to see the consequence brought by sin.
民攻打民，国攻打国，暴力以恐怖分子的袭击频繁。
Nation rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and we see terrorist acts happen all over the place.
而且多处都有天灾的现象。
And we see all the natural catastrophe happen every day.
这些都告诉我们，这个原本是美好的世界已经被罪所污染所败坏了。
Time after time, all of those phenomena tells us the world that's supposed to be perfect, once was perfect, now has been corrupted and polluted.
你想神在看到这种情形的时候会不会心痛啊？
Don't you feel the heartache from the Creator's point of view?
当然。
Of course.
那么神会不会对我们这些亚当的子孙失望透顶而放下不管呢？
So will God give up on us and say he was so despair and will just let us go as we are the descendant of Adam?
那倒没有。
No.
圣经告诉我们，我们是他眼中的瞳仁，是他所爱的。
The scripture tells us we are the apple his eyes, we are his beloved.
而且从以色列人的历史我们就可以窥见一斑。
And we can also see this fact through the history of Israelites.
其实那个浪子回头故事中的那个慈爱父亲就是我们神的写照。
Actually, God's heart has been reflected by the loving father in the story of prodigal son.
他为我们准备了一条救赎的道路。
He has prepared a way for our redemption.
就是差遣他自己的爱子耶稣基督降世为人，成为代罪羔羊来拯救我们。
That he sent his only beloved son, Jesus, to come down to this earth and become Christ and to become the Lamb that will take all the sins of this world to save us.
使所有愿意接受的人都成为新造的人。
So whoever is willing to accept him can become a new man.
这正是保罗所说的，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This is what Paul said. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
神不但提供了一条救赎的道路给我们，他也将一切都更新了。
God not only provided a way of redemption for us, he has renewed everything. also.
在经文的第五节，神自己说：“看啊，我将一切都更新了。”又说：“你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。”
We can see this fact from verse 5. God Himself say, "I am making everything new." Then He say, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true."
这个更新是神所神所主导的，就如艺术家 Girada 在主导他自己的画作一样。
This renewing process was led by the master, who is God Himself, just like the artist Girada leading a monumental project.
这个更新是可信的，是真实的，因神是信实的。
This renewed promise is trustworthy. It's true because God Himself is faithful and trustworthy.
神将天地万物都做成新的，他除去了先前的天地，为我们预备了一个新天新地。
God will create and provide a new heaven and earth, and He got rid of all the first heaven and the first earth for us, so we prepare a new environment for all of us.
这是神给我们的享受的一个旷世巨作。
This is a monumental creation and project God is about to create for us to enjoy.
只是我们需要知道，这个新天新地并不是所有的人都可以看到和进入的。
And yet we must understand this new heaven and new earth is not for everyone to enjoy and to enter.
因为在前面一章启示录二十章的时候，约翰告诉我们说，在新天新地来临以前，神将那恶者撒旦丢进火湖内。
For it was mentioned in the previous chapter by John. He said, before the coming of the new heaven and new earth, God is going to throw the evil one, Satan, into the lake of sulfur.
而且所有死的人都要复活来面对白色大宝座的审判。
And not only that, all the dead will be standing before the great white throne.
凡名字没有在生命册上的，就会被扔在火湖里。
Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire.
由此可见，要进入这个新天新地是有条件的。
And therefore, in order to enter this new heaven and new earth, there is a condition.
这个条件就是你我的名字必须在生命册上。
The requirement is that your name and my name must be recorded on the book of life.
也就是说，我们必须接受基督所成就的救赎，才能进入这个新天新地。
Which means we must accept the salvation and redemption from Christ in order to enter this new heaven and new earth.
换句话说，也只有新造的人才能够享受神的创造，欣赏他的旷世巨作，这是神自己的心意。
In other words, only the new creation can enjoy God's coming creation to understand and appreciate His new monumental masterpiece.
那我们现在进入第二点，神的心意是要我们有完全的平安跟喜乐。
Secondly, God's intention is for us to have complete peace and joy.
你们可能还记得这个2013年4月的波士顿马拉松比赛的爆炸案。
Back in 2013 April, you may still remember the Boston Marathon bombing.
它重新打开了许多曾经经历911恐怖事件的心头伤痕。
Once again, the incident opened the old wound of 9/11.
在100多位受重伤的人的当中，有三位丧失了他们的生命。
More than 100 people got severely injured. Three of them lost their life.
他们都是正值年轻力壮、蛮有盼望的年纪。
All those three who lost their life, they were young and vibrant. They were full of hope in their life.
这个三位当中有一位来自中国。
One of these three came from China.
在波士顿大学研读数学与统计的研究生。
She was a graduate student in Boston University studying math and statistics.
碰到这种出乎意料的事的时候，我想即使是以他的数学与统计的能力，他恐怕也没办法算到这种极不可能的事居然会发生在他自己的身上。
Once she was in such unexpected tragedy, I believe even with her ability of doing all the statistic calculation, she could never imagine she could got the chance to be injured and suffer in such tragedy.
为了哀悼她，她的朋友们在她的故乡沈阳的街上为她举行一个烛光晚会。
To remember her, her friends and family held a memorial service in her hometown back in China.
他们哀痛地说
They cry out loud for her and said,
你的故乡沈阳为你点名点长明的蜡烛。
Your hometown has lit up a long way of candles.
帮你照亮天堂的道路，爱迷路的你不会再迷路，这一路上不会再有炸弹，不会再有恐怖袭击。
To shine the way for you to heaven, to people like you who used to get lost, you will lost no longer. There won't be any bombing, there won't be any terror, and there won't be any attack on this way.
这是一个多么心痛的追悼词。
And this condolence really brought a deep feeling to many people.
他指出了进入世界的混乱不安，人心的恐惧彷徨。
It has shown the chaotic and uneasiness of today's world.
也唯有天堂才能够有那个属天的平安。
And only paradise and gate to heaven can have the peace of heaven.
其实主耶稣在上十字架前也就警告过门徒。
Actually, before Jesus came to the cross,He has warned his own disciple.
在世上你们有苦难。
In this world, you will have trouble.
他要我们知道的是，凡是生活在世界上，我们就会遇到难处，就会遇到苦难。
Jesus would like to warn us, as long as you are living on this earth, we will for sure encounter troubles and affliction.
但不要忧愁害怕，因为主耶稣也应许我们说你们在我里面有平安。
And yet, worry not, for Jesus himself has promised us that in me you may have peace.
当神让约翰在异象中看见了新天新地以后，约翰又看见了圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
After John has seen the vision of new heaven and new earth,Later on, John saw something else. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. There was no longer any sea. And the new Jerusalem, just like a bride, has been dressed ready for her husband.
并且他听见有大声音从这个宝座出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住。他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And John heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell among with them.They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
约翰所看见的跟所听见的给我们有了个新的希望。
John has brought a new hope to us through his vision and through what He had heard.
原来神愿意再一次来与我们恢复关系。
And from it, we realize God once again would like to restore our relationship with Him.
与我们同住，就如当初他与亚当夏娃在伊甸园的亲密同住一样。
And He will dwell among us, just like how He had promised and live with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
而且他应许我们要擦去我们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡、悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛。
And he has promised that he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death and mourning or crying or pain.
这是多么值得高兴跟喜乐的事呢？
How wonderful it is.
到那个时候，我们不只会常常喜乐，而是会天天喜乐。
At the time, we will not just have joyful heart often, but rather joyful always and joyful daily.
每时每刻我们都会有喜乐在心头，因为再也没有什么可以忧愁、惧怕、烦心的事。
And we will have joy moment by moment, for there is no more things that we need to worry, to be afraid, to be troubled.
在经文当中，我们可以看到说，这个新耶路撒冷城是在新天新地里面。
And also from the scripture, we realize the new Jerusalem is being built in the new heaven and new earth.
它不是用人手所建造起来的，而是从神那里降下来的。
It's not built by human hands, and but rather being descended from heaven through God.
今天在地上的耶路撒冷。虽然名为平安，但是却不平安。
Though the name of Jerusalem on this earth today, the meaning of Jerusalem means peace, and yet we know it is full of unrestless.
因为人不认识主耶稣这位平安的王。
For there is no peace, for people do not know the true King, Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ.
过去我们因为罪所带来一切。污染败坏都可以因着神的应许而除去。
We humans have been polluted by sin, by all the corruption and filthiness, and yet they can all be removed by the promise of God.
而新耶路撒冷城的降临，正预表着这个神所赐的平安是从天而降。
And yet the new creation of New Jerusalem from heaven represents the peace from God is from heaven.
很有意思的是，这个新耶路撒冷在原文的意思翻出来就是赐你加倍的平安。
What is interesting, the name New Jerusalem, when we the literal meaning of the original language means the peace will be bestowed unto you manyfold.
由此可见，神的心意是要我们可以得到完全的平安与喜乐。
And therefore, it is the will of God for us to receive peace and joy.
即使在今日美国社会这样的混乱不安之下，他的心意仍是如此。
Even in today's society, full of unrestfulness and uneasiness, His will is still the same.
第三点。
Thirdly,
在经文的第六节，神又对约翰说：“都成了。”我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
It's God's intention for us to have eternal life. And he said to John, "It is done. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost."From the spring of the water of life.
都成了，是指神所要做的一切都完成了。
It is done. It means whatever God intended to do will be accomplished.
也就是说，神永远的旨意完成了。
That His will is accomplished.
而这一切的完成，就在这个新耶路撒冷的出现而显明出来。
And this accomplishment will be manifest through the New Jerusalem.
神又说他是初也是终，他是 Alpha 也是 Omega， 他是一切的开始也是一切的结束。
And God continues to say He is the beginning, He is the end, He is the Alpha, He is the Omega, He is the beginning of all and He is the end of all.
这表明他是永恒的，是自由永有的。
It means He is eternal, He is self-existing.
雅各书的作者也告诉我们说，他是众光之父，在他没有改变、没有转动的影儿。
And James tells us he is the father of heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadow.
所以我们可以相信他爱我们的心也是永远不改变。
And therefore, we can trust him, his love to us will never change.
当神对约翰说，我要将生命泉的水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝，就表明了他爱我们的心意。
When God said to John, to the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life, it represents his love towards us.
他让我们不需付代价就能喝到这生命泉的水。
We pay no price to receive this spring of life.
那么你可能会问，生命泉的水代表什么呢？
Perhaps you may continue to ask, what does it mean?The water of spring of life, and what does it represent?
这可以从约翰福音第四章的主耶稣在井旁跟撒玛利亚妇人的对话来了解。
If we turn to the book of Gospel of John, then we can understand this through Jesus' conversation to a Samaritan woman right next to a well.
我相信大家对这一段对话都不陌生。
I believe many of you are not strange to this passage.
事实上 ，George 跟 TC 弟兄也都曾用这段经文来跟我们分享主日信息。
And actually, Brother TC and Brother George, they have shared this passage to us on Sundays before.
这一段对话让我们看到了，当我们用世上的角度来看属神的事情的时候，是否有很大的落差了？
When we read this passage, we understand oftentimes we have a totally different perspective and understanding when we don't read the passage properly.
主耶稣绕到撒玛利亚的主要目的就是要让撒玛利亚的妇人能够明白他是生命活水的源头。
The reason why Lord Jesus made out of his way to come to the place of Samaria, the main purpose is to let the woman in Samaria to understand one truth.
所以他对撒玛利亚妇人说，你若知道神的恩赐，而对你说，给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。
He would like to let her know he is the spring of the water of life, and that's why he said to the woman, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water.
可是这个妇人却回答说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
Yet the woman replied, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?
主耶稣就对他说，还喝这井里的水还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
And Jesus replied, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
从这里，这个妇人所明白的跟所关心的，还是这个世上的水，还怎么样来汲水的方法。
From the context, we realize the woman still focuses her eyesight and care for the things of this world and the way to.Receive water from the ground.
主耶稣却是要他知道，世上的水都只能解除暂时的解除这个肉体上的干渴。
And yet it is Jesus' intent to let her know, the world water on this earth can only relieve your thirst temporarily to relieve the leave to relieve your needs of your carnal needs.
只有接受主耶稣成为这个生命的救主，才能让属灵的干渴停止。
And only to receive Jesus as the Lord, as the Savior, your spiritual thirsty can be saved.
神对约翰说，他要将这样生命泉的水白白的赐给所有口渴的人。
And John heard the word from God. And he said, he will freely give water from the spring of water of life to those who seek him.
也就是说，神愿意把永远的生命白白的赐给那个真正寻求他的人。
That it is God's will to give those who seek after him the eternal life freely.
所以问题是，你觉得口渴吗？
So the question is, are you thirsty?
你愿意真心的寻求神吗？
Do you have a desire to seek after God?
先知以赛亚告诉我们说，当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
Seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near, from the book of Isaiah.
我们若是胆怯不信不愿意认罪悔改，我们就会失去那得着永远生命的机会。
If we are coward, if we are unbelieving, if we refuse to confessWe will lose the chance to receive eternal life.
若是我们愿意相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，我们就是那得胜者。
If we are willing to accept Jesus is the Christ, He is the Son of God, then we are the victor. We can declare victory as the victor promised by God.
神应许说，得胜者必成为他的儿女，可以因儿子的名分而得着彼得所说的。不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
It is God's promise. He said, "Those who are victorious will be His children." So just like what Peter has said, we can be into an inheritance and can never perish, spoil or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，
Dear brothers and sisters，
从刚刚的分享我们得知，神的心意已经借着他的话语，也就是圣经表明出来。
Through the above sharing we understand God has revealed his will to us through the scripture.
他是要我们有永远的生命。
It is his desire for us to have eternal life.
这样子我们才能够享受他的创造，才能有完全的平安跟喜乐。
Only then we can enjoy his creation. We can enjoy his peace forever.
所以如果你还没有接受主耶稣，我盼望你不要再犹豫。
So if you haven't received Jesus as your personal savior, it is my deepest hope you hesitate no more.
唯有如此，你才能够成为新造的人，成为神的儿女。
Only through accepting Him, you can become the new creation, and you can become a child of His.
也只有如此，你才能够享受神的创造，才能有完全的平安与喜乐。
Only then you can truly enjoy the creation from God, can truly have the peace and joy from Him.
若是你已经接受主耶稣。
If you have already accepted Jesus,
但有时候就像那个 Gerada 的工作人员一样。
And yet sometimes we are just like the crew member from the project of Gerada.
因为无法看见这个最终成品的全貌，就觉得神的心意很难以捉摸。
For we had no idea of the final bird's eye view of the masterpiece, and a lot of time we feel lost in our world.
那时候你就需要调整你自己的焦距，对准神。
And at that moment, we need to refocus our life, to focus our attention to the Lord.
只要你有信心，愿意与神同工。
If unless we have faith, we are willing to work with God.
即使你自己以为自己是毫无恩赐、平凡无奇。
Even you may think yourself as untalented, ungifted.You are so ordinary.
神也可以使用你来建造他的国度。
God can still use you to build his kingdom.
而使你看到他的旷世巨作。
And in the end, you will see his masterpiece.
而且在将来的这个新耶路撒冷的中间，与他永远同住。
And we can live with him in the new Jerusalem.
愿我们彼此能够互相勉励。
May we encourage one another.
好，我的分享就到这边，我们。做个结束祷告。
This will be my sharing. Let us bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们知道你的心意是多么的美好。
And Lord, we know your will for us is perfect.
我们本是悖逆，但是因为你的爱，我们能够回到你的羊圈里面。
We were rebellious, yet because of love, once again we were drawn to back to the sheep pen.
你是我们的大牧者。
You are our great shepherd.
领我们到可安歇的水边。
You have led us to still water.
也因着你的名，我们能够走义路。
Because of your name, we are able to walk on the way of righteousness.
我们就再一次将主爱之家交在你的手里。
Once again, we place the house of Christ's love in your hand.
让我们弟兄姐妹再一次能够思想你的心意是什么。
May we once again ponder upon your will to us.
让我们真的是能够成为你所爱的。
So we can truly become your beloved.
感谢你能够让我们与你同工。
We thank you for giving us opportunity to co-work with you.
也为了还没有接受你的人，我们来祷告。
We also pray for those who haven't received you.
因为只有进入这个家中，他们才能够享受到完全的平安与喜乐。
Because only when they are in your family, they can receive.Truly receive the joy and peace in you.
愿你圣灵做奇妙的大工。
May your Holy Spirit do His miraculous work.
我们能够一起来喜乐，来享受。
So we can all join together with joy and enjoy your creation.
这样子的感谢祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in such in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.